Hello, welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin Howell coming at you, and I'm very happy to be here. I've got something I need to say. All right, so I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm not a perfect person. I mean, so many people think they are, because so many people want to describe injustice, but yet, what have you done? You know, it's easy to throw ye without sin cast the first stone. You know, it's one of those situations where we're at a point. We're at a point in history almost that it is almost important enough to kind of reiterate that situation. So I called the pop off. I'm going to have to say this. I call it the pop off. I typed in called to pray, because honestly, I really did want to pray with someone, because I can pray by myself and that's easy, and I pray with my children. But I needed to pray about something I didn't want to talk to my children about. I didn't want to pray with my children about that. And then praying by myself, of course, is something I do consistently every day, like all the time. But I wanted to pray with someone, you know, and to hear prayers so I can pray with them, you know, because it's I guess, I don't know, it feels good. As a Catholic Christian Judean, I mean, I am at this point, I'm non-denominational. I am I'm what they call a salad bar theologian. Sorry, yeah, I've heard it both ways.
No, you have.
And so. So this is where I've come to. I called the pop off and I go to pray. And the guy's like, "Oh, I can take your prayer requests." And I'm like, "Oh, you can't pray with me?" And he goes, "No, I can't pray with you. Can't pray with you." I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "No, I was like, "Okay." He goes, "Well, what's your information?" And so he tries to get all of my information, which I gave him all false information. Because I'm not going to give this guy my information for a prayer request on some guy that's making millions. No, it's unfortunately no. I wanted to pray with someone real. So I asked him to pray with me again, and he did not. And I said, "Okay, well, I'll start. And you mind if I just pray and you just listen? Then I'll give him my prayer request." When I started praying, he hung up. Okay, I do not shove my religion down anyone's throat whatsoever. I know what's real for me. I know it's real for me. And that's what makes it real. Faith is what makes it real. To tell me that my faith is wrong, that's your faith. Because you telling me my faith is wrong, well, that's thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Everyone's been doing that. Everyone says the other person's faith is wrong. Of course it is. If you believe in something and someone else doesn't, of course you're going to tell them their faith is wrong. I've never done that. I've been friends with Satanists before. I like to learn. I like to learn. My faith is strong enough that I can do that. But this guy, he just hung up. Done of story. Which showed me a little bit about what America... I'm using that terminology as America. Okay, the United States of America Not America. Because there's North America, South America, Central America. So we can't to just take America and say, make America great again. Are we making South America great again? Central America? I mean, to say that is to say that we own all that. We don't. In fact, if we really look at it, we own a very small speck of the world. But just geographically and logistically, back in the day, we were very fortified. Now, not so much. So let's just think and be open-minded. Not so open-minded that our brains fall out of our head, but open-minded. This contradiction and contritism, Gen Z. All right, I have to say that I had I was going to pray about my son because he's Gen Z and he blames my generation. Of course, that's regurgitated, you know, nonsense that he was told on some platform or another. You know, back in the day when we didn't have social media, we just got on soapboxes. that's what they called them back in the day, soapboxes. So we just got on our soapbox and we spread the word because of the 70s, you know, women's lib. That's not a new thing. That's not a new thing at all. It's the fact that everyone wants their generation to be the best one. It's like, I'm here now, and I know all this information now, but you know it, but do you know what to do with it? That's the point. The Generation Z are zombies. Literally. That's why they're called Generation Z. They're zombies. But that's okay. It's okay because, as my son put it, it's my fault. It's my generation's fault. Which I asked him, I was like, do you really think it's my fault? And he goes, oh, no, it's not your fault, but it's your generation's fault. And in ways, I can agree with him. But I also say that my generation was the one that tried to get Congress to have set term limits. So, you know, we tried to do something, but they didn't listen because everyone thinks that the president has power, all power. No, Congress has all power. And it's just the truth. When you have that many people as opposed to one person or 12 people, yes, they have all power. So we think this consistently as North American, United States of America, because North America, it has Canada and it has Mexico in it. So North America. So let's just stop saying America. Wake up, America, you know, type thing. Well, actually, I do like that. Earl Pitts. He was awesome. But let's stop thinking about America and saying United States, friends of the North call us the States. You know, they don't call us America; they call us the States because that's what we are. We are United States. We are so inclined to love who we are and what we are. We are the most narcissistic, honestly, country in the world. Every country, and I'm not joking about this, for the last 5 to 6 years have laughed at us. Laughed. And it's not just because of it's because of what we've done. It's because of the idiocracy. It's the idiocracy that builds. And they look at us like we're the dumbest people in the world. And you know what? That's kind of true. Because we have been, look at Gen Z. They have so much knowledge and have no idea what to do with it. They have zero wisdom and not much intelligence, but all the knowledge. It's a Pandora's box, I guess. You know, that was the old adage of, the Pandora's box. If you open it, if you open Pandora's box, okay, you will get all the knowledge and wisdom of the world, and your brain will explode. Your brain will literally explode. And then the earth will become desolate. Because human beings, we use 10% of our brain. Some of us use all of it. Some of us use very little of it. But it's the truth. We only use 10%. Everything else is synapses in the gray matter that coalesce with emotion. Aggression. Our aggression, I think. And honestly, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm going to look it up. But I'm going to say a fact. If you feed hate into your body, and yet your frontal lobe will get bigger, because that, and you believe hate, and you want hate, and you got to think about it, man. My son is not allowed to watch social media. He hasn't. He's not a pariah, but he's looked at as a very intelligent, weird kid. Because I don't let him get into that. He doesn't have all the social media. And I've got two other kids that are never going to see it. Ever. Because it's not worth it. It's not, you guys don't understand what it's doing to your brains. These guys companies are literally feeding off of your hate. They're making money off of your hate. Look at Fox News. Look at CNN. Look at all these. None of these. One's spouting hate about the other. The other spouting hate about the other. Dude, that's your frontal lobe, man. Frontal lobe. That's why alligators have such a big frontal lobe. Well, it's because they had to hate. They had to eat. Before I guarantee you, back in the day, it was probably not a big deal. But now, yeah, I mean, like in the last, 50 years, which is not a big deal as far as you look at the evolution of an alligator. Because, I mean, they were around when the dinosaurs were here. So, or their ancestors were. So, I mean, that's evolution. Our evolution is starting to just for hate. To get there and just, I want to hate because. Because. It's because it's something I can do. Because it's something I can get pumped up about. Everybody gets pumped up about hate. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, that guy. Oh, one against the other. One against the other. Guys, if we all just listen to each other, we wouldn't understand one word we would other say, because we're all regurgitating the same thing. We're all regurgitating the same propaganda and memorandum. It's literally disgusting to hear. I'm not a party to it, so I hear it. I hear both sides regurgitating the same thing. So therefore, either A, I'm crazy, which I am. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm nuts. And it's okay. It's okay, I'm nuts. I enjoy being crazy, because if this is crazy, I'm happy. Because I can't watch this crap anymore. I can't watch this regurgitation anymore. I just wanted to yeah. But I think that's why I used to have tons of guests on here, and now I can't because everyone is so divisive and everyone is so, like, afraid to say something, which I don't blame them. Honestly, I don't blame them. To be canceled, cancel culture, you know, that happened, what, 2020 cancel culture? Yeah, and then 2023. I mean, it's only 3 years later. I mean, it's not like not still there. It's just, it's one of those situations that we get it and then we learn from it. But if we keep regurgitating the same thing, we're not learning anything new. We are just pacifying hate mongering. And that just has to be the case. I can't deliberate it. Because I'm not a part of it. I don't take part of this. I can see how it affects people. I can definitely say from an outside point of view, I've seen how it affects people. And it's not great. Believe me, it's not great. I have seen people that I've known for like 20 years change. Because of this divisiveness, because they are either A, woke, B, conservative, C, you know, none of the above, D, they want their own, but then they all prescribe to the same hate. Social media. They all prescribe to the same hate. It's like, well, I've seen this and I've seen this. And people like sharing funny quips of memes. And I get that. And memes, I guess, are funny. I've never found them funny. I've seen them, and I think I get it, but I don't. Because I'm it's not that. And I love toilet humor. I just don't get it. I don't know what's wrong with I guess I'm immune to memes. I can't, like, I don't want to do one. Somebody told me once a long time ago, was a good friend of mine, Pixie. She said, you would make great memes because you are, you know, when we're talking, you're so funny. You come up with some of the funniest things. I said, yeah, but what, you know what? She goes, well, you're an artist. You do art too. So can't you just do them better? And I'm like, no. See, to me, that's, it's divisive art. It's like, I'm going to make fun of this like I would be in high school. You know, memes are like high school for me. It's like, that's all right. It's great. You put that and that together. That's awesome. Good for you. But to come up with a good joke, that's hard. Come up with a good joke, that's really hard. To use something that's already out there and then regurgitate what somebody else did with a different spin. That's really hard. So I'm going to leave you with this. Now, I love independent horror films. Especially independent short horror films. I'm a huge fan of Alter. Alter, A-L-T-E-R. Look it up on YouTube. Big fan. They're kind of struggling right now, but... They have gotten people from all over the world to do great independent short horror films. And they are absolutely amazing. But I saw one called O.I. O period I period. I really want you all, if you can, watch it. And I hope your brain doesn't explode. This is Steve Martin Howell coming at you, and I'll see you next time.